For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16 has been called the gospel in a nutshell. In this one verse, we see a love that is preeminent, for God so loved the world. We also see a gift that is provided. He gave his only begotten Son. Wouldn't it have been great if he had given anything? But think what it was he did give. His only begotten Son. And then there is, in this particular verse, an offer presented. And it is for whosoever believeth. It doesn't say if you're rich or poor, if you're strong or healthy. It doesn't say if you're religious or otherwise. It's for whosoever believeth. Then there is a danger that is present. Should not perish. And finally, there is a treasure that is permanent. Everlasting life. May I repeat that? A love that is preeminent, for God so loved the world. A gift that is provided. He gave his only begotten Son. An offer that is presented. Whosoever believeth. And a danger that is present should not perish. And a treasure that is permanent. Friend of mine, it is the greatest thing in this life, as well as in the next, to know that your sins are forgiven and that you are on your way to heaven. Or to phrase it in Bible terminology, to know that you are saved. S-A-V-E-D. You might say, Bible terminology? You mean it's really scriptural to say that you're saved or to ask someone else if they're saved? May I make a few references here to the Word of God and let you make the conclusion for yourself? For example, in Acts 16:30 and 31, the question is first asked, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I shall be saved. The question wasn't asked, what do I have to do to be religious? What do I have to do to be a church member? The question was, what must I do to be saved? Saved from what? The wrath, the judgment, the hell that awaits all of those who reject Christ. Paul gave the answer, simple, clear, plain, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. The Lord Jesus used this expression. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And in Acts 4 and 12 tells us there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In Acts 2:47 we read that the Lord is adding to the church daily those such as are being saved. In Ephesians 2 we read from verse 5 and also verse 8, by grace are ye saved. Paul knew that he was saved, for he said in 1 Corinthians 1, but unto us which are saved. And he wrote to Titus in the 3rd chapter, according to his name he saved us. Pardon me, according to his mercy, he saved us. And then from 2 Timothy 1:9, the power of God who hath saved us. You see, Paul knew beyond the shadow of any doubt that he was saved by the grace of God. His sins had been forgiven. He had been cleansed by the blood of Christ, and he knew that he was saved and on his way to heaven. What did we read from John 3 and 16? For God so loved the world, friend, that's you, that he gave his only begotten Son. He was unique, none like him. And the requirement is that whosoever believeth, and if you become a believer, a true believer, a sincere believer in the Lord Jesus, he says you'll not perish or go to hell, but you will have everlasting and eternal life. Would to God that every listener knew today that they were possessors of eternal life. If we can help, call us. And may the Lord bless you. Amen.